I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. There's now an official meeting date for the legislative committee that's looking into the possible impeachment of Governor Robert Bentley. APR's Stan Ingold has the details.
The House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a meeting for next Wednesday at 10 a.m. in Montgomery. Committee members will discuss a procedure for handling the investigation, including the possible hiring of special counsel. 23 members of the House of Representatives in April signed articles of impeachment. They accused Bentley of willful neglect of duty and corruption in office. The filing under a procedure set up in the House triggered an investigation by the House committee. The impeachment push came after Bentley admitted to making sexually charged remarks to his political advisor, Rebecca Caldwell Mason. Mason played a key role in the administration, but was not on the state payroll. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Officials have begun distributing bottled water in two North Alabama counties where a utility is telling residents not to drink the tap water because of chemical contamination. Emergency management officials say donated water was being handed out yesterday in parts of Limestone and Morgan counties. Officials have listed 10 different sites where customers of the West Morgan East Limestone Water and Sewer Authority can get water. The utility warned its 10,000 customers not to drink its tap water or cook with it last week. The warning pertains to potentially hazardous levels of two chemicals in the Tennessee River water. The Environmental Protection Agency recently tightened its standards for allowance of those chemicals, resulting in the change. The authority's warning goes further than the guidance from the EPA. State officials say there is no water crisis. Future farmers of America in Alabama are currently gathering in Montgomery. High school students from across the state are attending the 88th annual FFA State Convention. Students competed in a variety of events earlier this week, and today and tomorrow the winners will be honored. Philip Paramore is the executive secretary of FFA in Alabama. He says the FFA was started in Alabama in 1929, and it's been helping young people ever since.
Its primary focus is to make a difference in the lives of students by hoping to develop their leadership, their personal growth, their career success through agricultural education.
Paramore says a total of 2,000 students are expected to attend the convention. Yesterday, students were addressed by keynote speaker and former Alabama quarterback Brody Croyle. And responding to complaints from Gulf Coast fishermen, NOAA has extended the federal red snapper season by 2 days. Red snapper season was originally intended to end at midnight tonight, but due to complaints and also the effects from Tropical Storm Colin, the season will last 2 more days. Private anglers now have it until midnight this Sunday, June 12th, to fish for red snapper in federal waters. Now your forecast.
Our forecast on this Thursday includes a good dose of sunshine. Temperatures topping out in the low 90s. Expect a rather hot day. Tonight, lows back in the 60s for Friday. Even hotter. We'll top out in the mid-90s on Friday, possibly upper 90s for the weekend. A small chance for a stray afternoon storm. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.